Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
In Ames, Iowa, you are on the land of the Iowa and the Dakota. So I just want to acknowledge the nations that were both ethnically cleansed and removed from the land. No matter where I go, I find it helps to remember that these lands were not discovered. These lands have a history that predate most of our history books.
Mark Charles is the first citizen of Navajo Nation to run for president as an independent 2020 candidate. Today is Columbus Day for many, but over 100 communities have renamed it Indigenous Peoples Day to acknowledge the harm done to Native American people from European colonization and also celebrate Native culture and contributions. Some communities are honoring both days, recognizing Italian American heritage as well.
I'm not opposed to having a day remembering Columbus. I'm opposed to celebrating that day. What I want to make sure doesn't happen is that we forget about Columbus and just kind of write him out of our collective memories. No, Columbus was very real. He was operating out of a very dehumanizing and white supremacist worldview, and some incredible atrocities came out of that history.
Many Democratic presidential candidates joined Charles at the Franklin Muir Native American Forum last summer, committing to the importance of Indigenous issues, rights, and values. Yesterday, six Democratic primary contenders focused on workers' rights, appearing at a forum hosted by United Food and Commercial Workers, UFCW, in Altoona, Iowa. UFCW President Mark Perrone introduced Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by video conference, calling him
labor's lion, because quite honestly, from health care reform to raising wages, you push policies that improve lives. And you've literally changed policy debates that we have around major issues like healthcare.
Entrepreneur Andrew Yang did not attend the event, but he's helped to make automation of jobs a defining issue for 2020. Automation came up with almost every candidate yesterday. Here's California Senator Kamala Harris.
There need to be public hearings to talk about the impact on working people of automation. How many jobs will be lost? What is the plan for transitioning people? What is the 5-year or the 10-year plan for what that means for existing workers, much less future workers?
While the presidential hopefuls had a lot to say, some UFCW members wanted candidates to listen more than they spoke. Like Kathy, a registered nurse at Mercy One Siouxland Medical Center and a member of UFCW Local 222.
I came up here to advocate for a lot of what we're discussing in our contract, which is fair wages, but most importantly for the nurses, not only in Sioux City locally, but nationwide, to change the culture of healthcare and implement safe patient-nurse ratios.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.